At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, Calaveras County Public Health reported 4 new deaths yesterday due to COVID-19. One male in his 90s, one in his 60s, and one in his 70s, one female in her 80s. The county has 71 total deaths attributed to COVID-19. There are 79 active cases and 38 new COVID cases since Friday's report. Last week, the county reported 125 active cases. The current active case count includes 4 hospitalizations. 13 new cases are children ages 0 to 17. Now, since the pandemic began, Calaveras has had 496 COVID-19 positive people who are under 17. Now, at this time, public health reports Calaveras has vaccinated 52% of their eligible population. Vaccination appointments can be made at local pharmacies and through myturn.ca.gov or by calling 833-422-4255. Anyone 12 and older is eligible and encouraged to receive the COVID-19 vaccine.
Well, today, more than 10,000 firefighters continue to work on containing 11 major wildfires in California. Over the weekend, firefighters also responded to and quickly contained 14 new wildfires. Since the beginning of the year, 7,566 wildfires have burned more than 2.3 million acres in California. The Dixie Fire, burning in Butte, Plumas, Lassen, Tehama, and Shasta counties, now well over 963,000 acres, 90% contained, ranks as the second largest and 14th most destructive wildfire in California's history. Meanwhile, the Caldor Fire, burning in El Dorado, Amador, and Alpine counties across the El Dorado National Forest, has burned over 219,000 acres, 76% contained. The Caldor Fire now ranks as the 15th largest and 16th most destructive fire in California history. Crews on the Caldor Fire patrolling established containment lines to ensure none of the increased activity threatens the fire perimeter. In areas where there's uncontained fire, access continues to be challenging and slow going due to steep, rocky terrain. Ground and aerial resources will continue their efforts to tie existing hand lines into natural terrain features and control lines.
And a stretch of Highway 50 is slated to reopen this morning, a month after it was closed because of the Caldor Fire. The full reopening of the area between Kybers and Myers is scheduled for 8 a.m. this morning, according to Caltrans. Highway 50 was reopened to fire evacuees yesterday so residents could survey their properties. Ignited September 14th, the fire's growth has stalled in the recent days.
3 suspects and over $4 million in marijuana recently seized in a Calaveras County raid. According to the sheriff's office, a search warrant served at a home off Riata Way in Angels Camp. Deputies seized 3,688 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $4,794,000. Nearly $4.8 million. Additionally, 2 firearms seized at that location. A portion of the residence converted for indoor marijuana cultivation and a large shop building on the property entirely converted for indoor marijuana cultivation. The shop consisted of 2 levels and multiple rooms containing marijuana in several growth stages. Calaveras Code Enforcement responded to the site, red-tagged the structure for violations including unsafe electrical and unsafe construction. 3 suspects were contacted at the scene, placed under arrest, booked into the Calaveras County Jail on multiple charges, including charges of illegal marijuana cultivation, possession of marijuana for sale, maintaining a premises for sale of a controlled substance, and conspiracy to commit a crime. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations to call their anonymous marijuana tip line at 754-6870.
And a reminder for you, a section of Doster Road in Mountain Ranch will be closed again today for repairs, forcing travelers to take a detour. The work is part of that paving project that started yesterday. The road will be shut down through 4:30 this afternoon. Calaveras County Public Works urges motorists to avoid the area and observe all traffic controls. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.